Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today, I've got guest Shanola Hampton in the studio, known for her role as the sassy and sexy Veronica Fisher on Showtime's Shameless, currently airing its fifth season, which is awesome. She's here to talk about love, sex, and marriage, both on and off screen. And she does some kinky sex scenes. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to answer your emails. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Okay, everyone, who knew that vaping can actually up your sexual stamina? It is the trend now. People are vaping all over the place, which is so much better than cigarette smoking. You just got, and everyone's a little bit orally fixated these days, right, Manus?
Always.
You met Josh last week. He was cool, craft vapery.
Yeah, Josh was super cool. And I know a bunch of people that are into vaping, and they love it. They've quit smoking and strictly vape. It's water vapor.
Exactly.
You know?
It's water, or you can get the nicotine, and it's also just, it can help you lose weight. Like, if you just always feel like you need to be eating something, you kind of just kind of get to fixated, and they fix up these packages for you. So Craft Vapery, which is so cool, you can pick the difference. He's like a curator, like a sommelier with wine, but it's like with your vapes, and
you can
go in there.
Pick what you like.
He gave me right here all these different scents. You get like coconut, like when I'd so much rather smell like coconut than cigarettes.
Oh yeah,
and everyone, and there's like vaping shops everywhere, and like people are crazy. So
there's a whole
crazy
vaping community.
There is.
Where like people are hooking up. You know,
is there a vape
crazy
app? Is there a vapor? Vapender
app? A vape
like,
connect?
Hey, no, dude, want to get together and vape? Well, Craft Vapery is awesome. You got to check them out because they're actually, if you're into vaping, you don't have to waste time. Like, because I know a lot of people are into it too. And I've dabbled in it, but now I'm way into it since he gave me this really cool one. You can mess up. You can buy the wrong vape. You can buy the wrong scent. You can buy the wrong scents and flavors and all this stuff. And you don't have to waste your money with trial and error because Craft Vapery is your vaping guide. And as a special gift for my Sex with Emily listeners, Craft Vapery is offering 20% off subscriptions and 10% off all shop orders through March 31st with the promo code NaughtyEmily. So just subscribe. Shop at Craft Vapery. That's CraftVapery.com. It's the only way to vape. And you get little packages every month of all the great stuff that you like, and you will stop smoking and be vaping.
Nice.
It'll be a good life. So support them again, CraftVapery.com, and use code NaughtyEmily, and you get 20% off, which kills it.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily, we're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. So you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, watch our videos. We've got some killer content on there that will improve your sex life and your relationship because, you know, who isn't down with
and
that?
And photos of you, right?
Yeah, there are photos of me. It's funny. Our photo gallery was down, and we just put it back up again.
Okay,
we're mixing
good.
It with the website. But yes, there are pictures of me, not naked. It's funny. When you Google Emily Morse, sometimes it says, like, nude, naked Emily is the second thing.
Yeah, because people are, like, trying to find it.
I know. I don't have any naked photos. I feel like quite I really lost that. I know. It's been a problem.
Didn't you show some cleavage in, like, some indie movie that you did on
Netflix? I'm a sex addict. It's so funny. Yes. 10 years ago, I was in a movie called I'm a Sex Addict, which still lives on. It still plays on TV all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You could get on that. People like it. It was a good film. It won some awards, and yeah. I did not show any cleavage. Maybe a little cleavage, but there was a nipple scene, but it was cut out. But I think it's in the deleted scenes. But I don't want to really talk about that right now because there are no naked pictures of me online. So also, this is what I have to tell you. I am very excited because I'm hosting the podcast awards April 14th in Vegas.
Yeah, that's huge.
Dennis Miller, you should come. Hopefully we'll be
totally
nominated.
Come. I
got to
check. I got to check times and stuff like because it's in the middle of the week. But this is nothing to go to.
How
Vegas
fun is that,
here.
Dude? Yeah. You go to Vegas every 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that or Disneyland.
But
like, I'm lucky I get this time with you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
But no. Well, hold up. We got to
back up. Dennis Miller, Podcast Awards.
But you're going to be nominated, right?
Yeah. Hope so. Yeah, it closed last week, but people could have voted, and hopefully you all voted for me because you love
me. Keep voting and stuff like that.
I think you can keep voting, but I think it stopped.
Oh, it did?
The voting.
Ah, okay. Well, hopefully
but that's fine.
Something happened. You'll be there
I'm
regardless.
Sure. Yeah, dude, I'm going to get up there and host it and not win it. Yeah, that happens. But okay, well, I'm cool. I know we're the best.
Yeah, and dude, you're like 10 years in the game. Like, everyone's jumping
on. I know. I should just get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I know. Podcasting Achievement Award.
I was the first podcaster.
Because podcasting is so hot right now. Like, everyone is getting on it. And the thing is like, oh yeah, a lot of famous people are getting on podcasts and stuff like that. But again, we've been doing this 10 years. We know how to do a podcast.
Exactly.
Some of those are going to be hit or miss. Some of them are going to be great and good, but not like, you know, you can just turn on a mic and just have content and have it flow. And there's a lot to it. You can't just ramble on.
You can't just write exactly. Which, like I did the first 8 years.
Yeah.
First
you
year.
You finally got it down though. In
no, but
year
I did
nine
the,
and a half.
Year nine and a half. No, it's true. I mean, when I first started, I had never heard it was 2005. So podcasts were just starting that year. And it was my Elizabeth at the time, who was my intern, was like, we were doing that show on cable. My friend Mark and I called Searching for Sex in San Francisco. It was like our own like cable access channel. Uh-huh. And then Elizabeth Morse, remember her?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you should do a podcast. I was like, oh, what? And then she was my intern producer. That's how it all started. And then I got live. That was before I met you. Then I was on CBS Radio with you, which was good times.
Yeah.
And then we kept doing the podcast through thick and through thin. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal, peoples. It's a big deal, Menace. It's a big week coming up. Do you know why this is a big week?
Why it's a big week?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Is it some crazy master?
Oh, I don't know. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. So, 50 Shades of Grey, dude. People are freaking out. So
I'm actually doing radio commercials for them right now.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Just like promoting that is Valentine's Day weekend and you should take your lady to go.
Yeah, you should. You should take your lady to go because people are kind of. Well, first of all, what's your thoughts on 50 Shades of Grey? Just from like what you know of it.
Yeah,
As a man, I
didn't read the book, but it definitely, you know, I think it's opened up a conversation into that type of sex, definitely for women. I think it's given them like free rein to just talk about, you know, maybe busting out some chains and whips and, you know, getting your freak on when they
are blindfold
where they, you know, were afraid to talk about stuff like that.
Exactly. So it gave. Right. OK.
Yeah.
But it doesn't freak you out. Like, are you afraid that one day your girlfriend's going to come home and be like, hey, look, and she's going to have like chains and
whips?
You
know, what's so funny. Her and I were watching this reality show, of course, with Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg. Right. They have it's like Donnie loves Jenny or something like that. And he was doing a bunch of stuff with her son and he did like a bunch of errands. So she wanted to repay him. And he got home and she's like in this lingerie. She has like all these candles lit. She has like rose petals everywhere and like all this food prepared, like being all sexy. And my girlfriend turns to me and she goes, if I was like that, when you got home, you would laugh in my face. I go, you know me too well. I'd be like dying.
But what if that's something that
she would hilarious?
See, that's why a lot of people don't do things like that, because they think their partner will laugh.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's like a ton of guys that'd be totally into it.
Well, what does your partner do that lets you know she's ready for sex? Do you think it's cheesy?
I think all of that stuff is like super cheesy. I mean, I don't think like BDSM stuff like that.
Right, but
like
you're saying extreme, like candles and lingerie.
Yeah, I think
as long as you're making an effort in your relationship, whatever resonates with your partner, you're psyched when she orders the pizza ahead of time and it gets delivered. Yeah, you're psyched. I get it. Whatever turns you on.
I'm definitely in the minority of guys that wouldn't like be turned on by that.
But a lot of would. And so the thing about 50 Shades of Grey is that it's not, I think what it's done also is that, I mean, erotica has been around forever, right? Like etchings of, you know, walls, you know, of the caveman, like walls, you'd see erotica from the beginning of time. But the thing, or lithographs, but the thing is about 50 Shades of Grey was it came out, there has been other erotica, but it was available on the iPad, the Kindle, people could read it, women could read it. But also, I do think it's started a conversation about this power play. It's not even about like dominant submission. It's not like you need... So I think the misconception is that it's going to be all about whips and chains, but it could just be a blindfold. It could be handcuffs using my favorite bondage tape or just something like that that is just mixing up your sex life. And I think that guys, I've always said this at the beginning, that guys should friggin' be reading this. Mm-hmm. Not because she wants you to be like Christian Grey and a billionaire with a helicopter. It's not about that. It just really has some insights into the way that women think about sex and the way women get turned on and the way men do. And I have a guy friend who's reading it, and he's like, I kind of turned him on, and it was interesting because he was like, God, it took the first 100 pages till they had sex. I'm like, it was all like verbal foreplay.
Well, I always think it's good to also be aware of things that women are into, you know? Like, women have always been shocked when I know, like, what type of, you know, purse they have or, like, what type of shoes they're wearing.
You're good with the Gucci, the Louis Vuitton, yeah.
Yeah, I'm always, like, I always know that, and I always, and the never, always good thing, too, is, like, and I know it's playing games, and you say it doesn't work, but it works on a ton of women.
Playing
where
games,
you say, like, hey, you know what? You could buy probably a better purse than that. You make enough money.
The dissing.
Like, the dissing, they love it.
They don't love it. What, are you, like, a pickup artist from six years ago?
No, I'm just saying
that. Let's diss her, and then she'll want to suck my penis.
Well, I'm just saying it sparks a different type of conversation.
It does.
Than they're used to.
No, it's true. You just want to stand out.
Fucking dudes or guys are kissing their ass all day. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy is not kissing my ass.
And
like,
he notices my purse, and he knows I could have done better.
What is going on, you know? And it, like... It messes up their brain for a second.
It's not that it messes up their brain. I'm all for guys talking to a woman and bringing up a different perspective. And actually being like, hey, where are you from? So if a guy's like, hey, nice purse, you could do better than that. I get it. I'd be like, oh, okay, you're interesting. You're not just trying to talk to me because I'm hot. You think I'm hot. You want to sleep with me, which you probably do.
Yeah.
But you're a little more clever, so I'm actually going to talk to you for a minute.
I know. Look, probably like if you opened up your Tinder, it'd be like 1,000 guys saying the same thing. You know, What's something that you're going to do?
I like your photo.
Yeah.
Here's my dick.
What's going to be different that you're going to say that's going to make you stand out?
Exactly. We talked about this. Like something, if you could pick out something from her photo, you could pick out something from, you know, just whatever it is, whatever is in your brain, something that's different that could get her attention. Like, I'm trying to think of what was one of the clever things that people said to me, but I can't log into my Tinder now because I changed my Facebook password and then I can't log into my Tinder, which is really friggin' annoying. But I'm trying to think, it was the guys who were just like, are you always that? Because one of my pictures has my foot up or something, like, so do you always something in the bottom? It was just something clever about like the bottom of my shoe, and I don't know what. It wasn't like he like was hysterical and like quoting like Proust or anything, but it was funny. Stand out.
That's what texting is for.
Yeah. Can I talk? Yes. You have the baton.
Hilarious. So today, we've mentioned this on the show over the years, but we got a bunch of new listeners. Every year, I go do Grammy pre-interviews. So like before the Grammys, there's a couple of days where we have like these things called radio roundtables, and there'll be like 50 radio stations across the country. A bunch of people come by and you interview them. So I got this list of like people to interview, and it was like Nick Jonas, Pete Wentz,
no way.
Spike Lee, Jordan Sparks. It just goes on and on. Who else? Anybody good? Charlie XCX, KG Elephant.
Wow, that's so cool. So you'll be like backstage?
Yeah, T.I. And then I get through the list, and it says Emily Morris on there.
What? Am I going to the Grammys?
Swear to God, it says Friday. It's a radio roundtable, so it's free Grammys.
I am going to that.
Yeah, so it says, so I'm looking through the list, and I'm like, wait a minute, Emily Morris? I was like, no, I'm not going to check that one.
Wait a minute, back up. Why am I on the Grammys list?
So this is like, these are all the people.
I am going to that thing.
These are all the people I get pitched, and then so like I write down like, oh yeah, I'm interested in interviewing them. And then I go, Emily Morris. I'm like, nah, not interested.
Dude, interesting.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, what's it for? What are you interviewing me for? For your station?
Yeah, it's for our show, our morning show. So
how fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm so scared. What are you going to ask me?
Oh, I
better prepare
for
that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But what does it do?
I'm not going to lead the interview.
But how is it with the Grammys? Okay, Radio Row is associated with the Grammys.
Yeah.
It's this event that I'm going to that I still don't understand, so explain it to me.
So basically, again, it's like 50 radio stations. They're at the Staples Center where the Grammys happen. And it's pretty much where, artists or TV personalities or radio personalities go.
Wow.
And they get interviewed to, like, talk about what's going on with them. So, you know, I don't know who set this up for you.
I love that. Like, am I at the bottom of the list? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're right next to Dr. Drew, so you might be going around with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
So,
would you like to interview us? Please contact my publicist.
Yeah. So I don't know who set this up for you on like what you're supposed to be pitching. Are you supposed to be pitching Loveline? Are you supposed to be pitching
Sex
your podcast? Sex Emily. Emily
I'm pitching
and Tony.
Sex with Emily.
Okay.
All my stuff, my products.
Yeah. So who knows?
We should talk about this offline. You can prep.
But
what?
Yes, you will be interviewed by me and my friends.
I'm so excited. This will be great. Yeah. Are you going to be there all day?
Yeah. It's like crazy amount of people.
Have you been to this? I've done it for years. Okay. We need to talk. Okay. Whatever.
See,
so
she never listens
this?
To me. People already said that.
I did, but I know you go to the Grammys. I didn't know this was part of the Grammys.
It is. It's part of like,
dude.
It's like
Kimber, my assistant right here. Did we know? Did you know it's part of the Grammys?
I didn't know that.
See,
you didn't know.
They did not say that in the email.
I got an email right here. It says her name, Emily Morris.
I love that. Did you feel like? What did you think about that moment?
I thought it was hilarious. I go, what? Emily Morris?
Yeah,
this
that's me, baby.
So I will
interview me. It'll be a good talk.
I'll tell my other friends to make sure they interview you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because it's pretty sad because sometimes like these people, they get pitched and no one picks them to interview them.
I'm so glad I got picked.
So you got picked by me.
Thank you. I feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Like at least someone picked me. At least I know it'll be the last one picked.
It's so bad because in
high school when you're the last one picked or in middle school. That was me.
So
that was
all
really
these,
short.
All these
bad
people,
stuff.
You'll get a handler. So somebody will go with you that you don't know. And they'll have, like, this...
Sounds intense, yeah.
Yeah, they'll have,
I was
like,
going to show up and be like, yo, check out Sex and Emily.
They have this notebook
fun.
With your name on it. And then the handler will come by to the radio people and flash the name. And then the people, they'll either say yay or nay.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Yeah.
What if everyone goes, no? Yeah. I'm like, that's cool. I didn't want to talk to you anyway, bitch.
Yeah. Well, they might not know who you are, but, you know, at least I know who you are, so... You get
so then maybe we could get like a bunch of your friends stand around me like clamoring, like we could have them standing there like every time like go yes. And then,
yes.
Okay, got it.
I'll find out.
You know how LA is. If someone else thinks someone's cool, then they'll think they're cool. Okay, let's get into some news here though for people. Sex
all right,
news.
Sorry about that, but it's gonna be hilarious. And
can we use the interview on your radio show?
We'll get the audio for you and figure out how people can listen to it because it's gonna be fun because my friends are ruthless, so they're going to ask you all the
these are your friends
dirty,
from your Woody show.
Yeah, from the Woody show.
I'm excited to meet them.
Yeah.
The worlds collide.
You already met them, too, so don't...
When did I meet them?
When we worked at CBS. We
oh,
worked
so
in the
10
same
years
building.
Ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember them really well.
Just act like you know who they are.
Okay, can you just brief me ahead of time? Just like the time you introduced me to your girlfriend, but you didn't tell me she was your girlfriend, and I asked her to get water, and now she hates me, but it was like 8 years ago, and we were really in the middle of the show, and I thought she was your assistant, okay? and I would never really do that, but I was so friggin' Thursday.
All right.
Sex and the News.
Okay.
And we have our guest here. I'm very excited. We're going to talk to her. Are we going to bring her in after the break, right? Okay, we got Chynola Hampton from Shameless, but the show is freaking killer, man. Have you seen it? I actually have even seen it, if you believe it or not. Okay, but we're going to get to that in a little bit. Most men, the Sex and the News, though, I love this one. Most think men would jump at the chance for a risk-free one-night stand. That's a poll that came out that said most men, if they had risk-free, no one would find out, they would cheat on their spouse for a one-night stand.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
This doesn't really surprise me. You know, no matter how happy they are in their relationship, mm-hmm. most Americans say that most men would jump at the chance to have the one-night stand. So it says that 71% said that most men would jump at the chance if they had the opportunity and there was absolutely no chance of getting caught. On the other hand, fewer than half, 45% of women, believe women would do the same.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
See, I don't know. They're just thinking that women do it. I don't know if they interviewed
them. Surveys.
So through a lot of relationship research does show that men and women are more similar than different, are much more similar than different. Men's greater likelihood, of accepting a seemingly consequence-free sexual encounter is consistent with the research that shows that men are higher in sociosexuality, meaning that they are able to separate between sex and love. They can have emotionally detached sex a lot easier than women, which would make sense why the numbers would be higher.
Yeah.
They say that men can compartmentalize sex where there's a lot of women who have sex with someone and they think they're in love, right? They have an orgasm and they're like, oh my God, like
we're getting married tomorrow.
Right. So that would make sense. I'm not like that. I'm more like the male species in some ways. My friends are like, how do you just sleep with someone? I'm like, how do you not?
Yeah.
You know? So, that was an interesting study just because I already knew the truth to that. I could have done that study. Yeah. Would you do it?
What?
Would you cheat on your partner if you no one would ever know in a million years?
Oh, yeah, totally. Come on.
She doesn't listen to the show.
No.
She hates me because I asked her for a glass of water. Okay, I'm kidding. Okay, so no. Okay, here's another thing.
Yeah.
When I first read this, I got afraid that it was kind of me because I just got, listen to this. No one has claimed suspicious box of 1,000 condoms and then it says found it in New York City bus station. But when I first read that, Lifestyles just sent me 1,000 condoms. I was like, who else gets 1,000 condoms in the mail? But police say a suspicious package left behind a concrete barrier of a New York City bus station didn't contain any explosives, but did have some unexpected contents. 1,000 individually packaged condoms for both men and women.
Yeah. And actually, we talked about this on our radio show, and I said it actually isn't that crazy to have 1,000 condoms because I had a buddy's girlfriend who worked at Planned Parenthood, and she would seriously probably at a time would have like 500 condoms on her. Just that,
right,
like,
exactly.
Hand out
just
to
that's what I have in my trunk right now.
I have
300 in my trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to. It's true.
So 1,000 is not really
but
that big
nice.
Of a deal. But
it.
To the average person, yeah.
Yeah.
That is not around something like that.
Exactly. But what are they going to waste the condoms now? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure they just forgot.
At least
them.
I'm glad that the security is functioning there in New York City. You follow me on Instagram, right?
All the time.
Right. Sex with Emily.
I haven't stopped following you since I set up the account for you.
Did you set it up for me? You set up my Twitter, too, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But the point is, what I'm trying to make here is you've seen me rocking my very unique piece of jewelry in my pictures.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with my newest sex toy, which I actually wear as a beautiful necklace. My Vesper Crave.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. We saw it last week on the show.
It kind of looks like a pen.
It looks like a pen. It's a nice layering piece.
That people would wear.
Right. I wear it every day. Like, I forget that it's a vibrator sometimes, but the Vesper by Crave is the hottest, newest, prettiest, shiniest sex toy. Great Valentine's Day gift. Wearable technology.
Yeah.
You can charge it USB. It's the coolest thing.
You definitely have to look it up online, people, because it just looks like a normal, everyday necklace.
It is. I mean, Nicki Minaj just posted a picture of it. Okay, so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to check it out, the best place to go is lovecrave.com. And, okay, I'm sorry. Is this where I'm doing the...
Yeah, no.
Am I doing the ad?
Do you have the
code?
Do you have the ad?
I do.
Yeah, it's got the code in it and everything at the very bottom.
It doesn't say their website, though. Love Crave. Got it. We're going to have edit this. Okay. So, Vesper by Crave, sexy twist on wearable technology. It's the perfect combination of style and pleasure, and it's powerful. It's like a real vibrator. Like, I've used it as a real vibrator, and then you always have your vibrator on you, which is not a bad thing when you're, like, out with some guy. You're like, maybe
it looks like something that you would pick up at Forever 21.
Exactly. Or somewhere nicer than that, because it's actually gold-plated and really, really beautiful.
Ballin'.
So, get yours at lovecrave.com. The last day to buy it and have it shipped by Valentine's Day is February 12th. And for a limited time, use code EMILY for free shipping. Also, from February 3rd to the 9th, use code VDAYEMILY, all caps, for 20% off. That's VDAYEMILY, all caps. It is the best Valentine's Day present for your partner or for your goddamn self. Because let's be honest, Valentine's Day, it's all about love. Love yourself. Buy yourself a present. So check it out. That's VDAYEMILY, all caps, at lovecrave.com.
All right.
Okay, hello, Chanel. We have a guest here.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. I want to give you one of these Vesper Crave necklaces, and I meant to bring... Have you seen them? They're a vibrator necklace.
No,
I'm not even wearing it. I know. I'm like so upset. I said when I was leaving my house, I should bring... They are beautiful. There.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to give you one.
They really look like a necklace.
Show her like how it... But anyway, because I saw her during the read. I was like,
oh. Did you use this already? This is not used, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to go about like wearing it out.
You just clean it. Clean it.
Hold on. I just start... Oh,
no, hold it.
Hold on.
Did you put it on the powerful? No, it's like a serious vibrator.
Yeah, it's...
Oh my gosh.
You're not messing around.
I could get in so much trouble.
Right, exactly.
At table reads and everything. Yeah. Everything is great. I'm fine.
Exactly. No, I'm just really, really having a great day.
Oh, it's like different things. It does different vibrations.
Yeah, no, it's like a real, it's one of your, like, it's like a high end vibrator, but it's in your necklace and you always have it and you can for sure, you know, let's talk about vibrations are strong enough that it does the job.
I love this.
I know. Okay, so I'm giving you one as
you
a
are?
Gift. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
My husband will be excited too, because
so
then
excited.
I won't have to jump his bones.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Exactly.
Right. I can't take him in the car with me, so that's going to be very helpful.
Yes.
Exactly. So you'll have it with you all the time. But let's introduce you to our audience here. Okay, Chanel Hampton is awesome. She's in the studio known for as the role as the sassy and sexy Veronica Fisher on Showtime's Shameless, which everyone I know is obsessed with. I don't watch TV.
Okay.
Preface it by saying this is one show that I've actually seen. It's amazing. People are just addicted to it, and you're amazing in it.
Thank you.
And it's your four, I'm looking for this, four season, fifth season.
Fifth season.
That's congratulations.
And we just got picked up for a sixth.
That's awesome.
Oh, I know.
Do you know how amazing that is? We know. Something that never happens.
I know.
And you are amazing in it. And congratulations.
Thank you.
And you are at Chanel Hampton on Twitter. Mm-hmm. People can find you. Okay, so how has this show? So in the show, mm-hmm. you are part of a very passionate sexual couple. You have an intense relationship,
yes.
kind of kinky sex,
mm-hmm.
kinky stuff,
master slave stuff. If you've seen the show,
right? A little BDSM.
We do a little bit of.
Killer.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus,
thank you very much.
Brass the whole thing. I watched all those scenes. I've seen them. But yeah,
that makes me so excited. I can't even tell
really?
You.
Really? Oh, I love that. Oh my god, really? But were you always? So was that? Did you like? Prep for it? Are you kind of into that? In your
well, mind? What I would do is for the first, the very first scene I had to shoot for Shameless was me behind Kev with a dildo. So the dildo was being used on him. We do a lot of reverse things on our show. So I just practiced with my husband. He hit me out of the bed because I stuck a dildo in his butt. But it was fine because I told him it was research. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
He doesn't
not married.
He doesn't like me to touch anything on his butt.
Yeah.
I tried to do like a finger thing one time. And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I thought that's not around.
Yeah.
Right.
I like a finger.
Right?
Right?
Exactly.
The booty?
Totally like a finger. The booty. Some guys do, some guys don't.
Yeah.
I think that they don't know that they do because there's a lot of straight guys who just have all this fear that it's going to make them gay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like ease into it with like a little lube and you just kind of rub it a little, I think when they feel the finger coming, they're just
automatically.
But it's good that you know that you like it.
Yeah.
It takes care of
you. Well, you know, every now and then.
Yeah,
just
who doesn't
right at the peak.
You just got to do something a little different.
A little bit different.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you, so were you always, so what have you, did your sex life change at all by doing the show? Besides
not at
all. Trying to stick it down?
Really,
at all?
Not at all. Kev and Veronica are so out there and so crazy, and I mean, I'm great in bed. That's being
like, right, exactly.
Just kidding. But no, they just do things that my husband would be, he thinks it's just hysterical, some
right.
of the things they do, like the master and slave act, which again was reversed, and I was saying we shall overcome, and I was hitting him with the whip,
right?
But we were all dressed up like the master and slave.
So you're not the dominant at home.
Yeah.
Your husband does not walk around on a leash.
No, he
saying.
Does not do
but
that.
But you've always known you were good in bed, so a lot of women can't just sit there and go, I'm good, because you mean it, and I
yeah.
feel that way too over my life. Like, I feel like I can confidently say that, like, I've got most of it nailed down. But
yeah.
a lot of women don't. So where do you think you got that confidence from?
I don't
from?
Know. Well, you know, I've been also with the same man for a really long time. We've been together, married for 14 years and married for 19. I mean, together for 19 years, married for 14.
That is an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah. So, I mean, and he was older. So maybe I learned some of the stuff from him. But you know what I learned? Just because you're cute doesn't mean you don't have to, like, do stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think pretty girls think that they can just lay there and be pretty. You
yeah.
can't. Like, moan or something.
Yeah.
Like, get into, move, gyrate your hips. Get on top and get the move it. Like, do something.
Exactly.
So I realized the more active you are, especially, and you have a lot of control when you're on top.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way for women who have problems with orgasms to really find what works for them to have an orgasm exactly. when they're actually having sex. But anyway, so I think I just practice. Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
That's true.
But I haven't had that many sexual experiences. So because I haven't had that many partners because I've been with this guy, well, my husband for a long
19 years. So how, I mean, that's amazing, first of all. How have you, what is the secret to it? Keeping it interesting.
I don't know what the secret is for us.
What works for you?
What works for, we're easy breezy people. We're really? Friends. We don't take anything too seriously. We don't try to fit into the mold of whatever our wife is, our husband exactly. is, even though we're from the South. Like, I wasn't cooking and doing all that crap. So
and
I think
you picked a partner that was okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. And like he's cool. I cook now because now I have a daughter and all that. But you know, that's that thing. I'm like, mommy.
Oh, the kid, right?
Yeah, but no, but we just figured out what worked for us, and we're not typical.
That's awesome.
We're not a typical couple.
See, every couple has to figure out. There shouldn't be a mold because two people coming together deciding to get married. They can make their own rules. They can make their own relationship. And it should be that way. You should compliment each other.
Exactly.
No matter who cares what anyone else thinks.
Yeah.
But having a child, though, that has that impacted things in a way that's been more of a challenge? Or
I know.
You guys
I hate
easy
to say
breezy.
This.
You're like, well, bring the kid with us.
It's our philosophy. But you know what happened? The reason why the child hasn't is because we waited. So my child is just a year old.
Okay.
So we waited. And we'll be married for 15 years in March.
Okay.
So we had time to travel. We had time to be together. We had time to figure stuff out. We had time to fight, like, you know, kids and, you know, slash tires and break windows. You know, we had all of that time.
You, like, grew up together.
And then you have a baby, and it's like, okay, this is the next thing. And she just kind of fits perfectly, and we don't do the whole, oh, we can't do this because the baby's sleeping. It's like, come on, kid. You come into our lives, and we just, that's how we live.
That is exactly how I would be.
I think that's the best thing you can do if you're getting married. Is you take some time before you have kids.
Yes.
Like, people get married, and within the first couple months, they're already pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like, enjoy your time together first.
Yeah, because figuring out how to be married is a whole other thing, even when you've been with someone for a really long time.
And you guys are probably so similar now in your values and your goals that it'll be a lot easier to raise a child than if you were together for a year. So you're like, oh, yeah, we know how we are. We're, you know, and I love what you're saying about parenting. We don't talk a lot about parenting on the show, which we actually sex and parenting go. But it's funny because I don't have kids. I love kids. I'm not going to have kids, but I like them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just feel like I have to, like, preface, I've never wanted them, but I love kids. Like,
I used to not want kids either. It doesn't
But what I'm saying, all my friends do, and I was thinking, God, it's so funny because my friends, and I don't want to say this is just a California thing, but I actually lived in the Bay Area for 20 years, and I moved here recently, but my friends in the Bay Area, so I'm from Michigan originally, so I feel like there, but it's also, I guess it's not even about a geographical thing. It's that there's some people who have a kid, and they change their entire life to revolve around the kid. But then I have my friends in San Francisco. I could think of a few. They're like, we're going to a concert. We're bringing the baby. Yeah. They're coming with us. You know, to our life.
Some people won't do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, I have kids. I can't leave anywhere.
I have to put them on a schedule. They have to go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, schedules are good, but, you know, come on. Don't be so strict.
Right.
Yeah. Easy breezy, baby.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah. And I was ready to have sex 6 weeks, like, before the 6 week was up. You know, this is a show about sex.
I
wasn't one of those people that was like, oh, don't touch me. I just had a baby. I was like, when is this going to be over?
So okay, that's another anomaly. You are superwoman.
Or super, super sexual. I don't know which one.
God, because a lot of women, they stay 6 weeks and it takes. No, I love it. But have you always been a sexual person?
I think.
Meaning just in touch with.
Yeah, I think it's in my genes. Like, I think, like, my grandfather and my grandmother, everybody in my family pretty hot in the pants.
Yeah. You guys all talk about it? Like,
yeah. Oh, I'm so open. I don't care. We talk about everything. When I got my boobs done, I, like, showed my grandma. I'm like, Grandma! And I motorboated her. We're just kind of free spirits, really.
See, yeah, that's it. I totally get it. That's how my family is.
We walked around the house naked, which makes my husband really uncomfortable.
Is that what happens at Christmas? Do they still have?
Yeah, and, like, he's like, I've seen all of your sisters naked by accident. This was this last Christmas. But then we got into this big thing because his father, when I go to his house, I put a towel on to go to the shower. And he says it makes his dad uncomfortable. But I was like, I have a towel on. Right. You know the towel covers more than what I actually wear in life?
Exactly.
Are you
dinner?
So we got in this whole discussion. He was like, yeah, well, everybody's not comfortable with their body like your family. And I said, well, I'm sorry if I offended your dad with my towel.
What do you just put on, like, a full, like, suit or something, and a jacket and, like, a hat and
they literally
gloves?
Go to the bathroom with all of their clothes on, shoes included. And then they, like, change in the bath. It's weird.
That is
and it's not my thing, honey. You better be glad I did a towel. You're welcome.
I hear you. Right. You're right. Yeah. You're lucky I wasn't naked. Yes. I mean, Jesus Christ, that is so funny. I mean, yeah, my family's pretty open about it. I mean, they have to be. But so do you think that's what it is? There was no shame? Like, what about... Okay, so masturbation, we talk about this a lot on the show. Like, was it the kind of thing that you, I'm assuming that you have or did, but did it occur to you?
Yeah, I never masturbated.
No, I never did either. Like, it didn't occur to me ever growing up until I realized that
I'm lying, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. I never did. So you're one of those women.
She's
like,
an anomaly.
Yeah, I don't. Once you discover it, how do you stop?
I didn't discover it until I knew, then I found out it was missing, and then I.
Went to town. The vibrator necklace.
The whole freaking. No, well, that was we're talking. Yes, well, that's one of my latest toys. I
have
so many toys
for you. Car battery too. Crazy.
Oh, the magic wand. Do you know the magic wand vibrator?
I don't know any of this.
Seriously, do you use toys ever?
No.
Well, you don't, because you've 18 orgasms.
Well,
every time you have
no, that's not why. It's because I used to have a friend, my toy, and my husband was really jealous of him.
Oh.
And he was pink. So how could you be jealous of my pink big friend? And he's like, you like your pink friend better than me?
Oh.
No, you're just different.
Exactly. I just want a threesome.
I get it. So I just got rid of it. It just ended up being too much. Like, he would go in my drawer and be like, and I'm like, don't put your hands on my toy.
I get it. And that was the thing. When I started the show 10 years ago, I felt like whenever I first started talking about sex toys, I had to explain that men can be very intimidated by them. They're bigger sometimes, or the way they look, or they think, oh, you're going to leave me for your... It's like, we're not going to leave you for our vibrator. They don't cuddle and take out the trash and stuff. They're not going to leave you for the vibrator. But nowadays, I think it's sort of... Like, more than 50% of all women have owned vibrators. They're selling 50 Shades of Grey stuff at Target right now.
Yeah.
Just got on the shelves.
Like, I cannot wait for that movie.
I know. I'm so excited.
We were talking about that earlier.
Did you... Okay, right. Did
I
you read it?
All Forget of them. The and I started trying to get so freaky with my husband. He was like, what are you reading? I'm like, tie me up and spank me. He's like, I'm not doing that.
Really? Yeah. So what was your takeaway from it? Like... Had you ever been into that before?
No. I don't know if I could deal with somebody actually whooping my ass.
Right. We don't want a dungeon. That's what I'm trying to explain.
I'm not down. You know what I had a hard time with that book, though? Every time they would have sex, I said, how can she still be wet? I really, because she would like go to bed, they have sex, and then they would go back and do it again. I'm like, when you're sore, you're like, okay, enough. You cannot come back inside me.
Right, exactly.
Because it hurts now. It's not a pleasurable hurt. So, and all of my moisture is gone. By the way, I have a sister who hates the word moist.
I don't like the word either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I would say it, but I know what you mean.
But it's controversial. Like all the lubrication.
It's gone.
I had a hard time with that.
Right, because you're like, where's the lube?
Where's the lube? Exactly. So anyway, but I loved those
It was
books.
So good, right? I mean, and I feel like...
I'm afraid they're not going to show the sex the way it needs to be.
No, they're not at all. Yeah. They're not at all.
And we're all going to be disappointed.
And then
it's not 50 Shades of Grey. Then you just shouldn't have done it.
Well, I heard there's not even any wiener in it, just FYI.
No, there isn't any wiener, I know. But the thing is that that people are, what was I just going to say to you about the 50 Shades of Grey, that they've sold more advanced tickets than ever before.
With no weenie in it?
With no weenie.
Watch Shameless, you'll get to see weenie. We are an equal opportunity.
I know, seriously, so Shameless. Yeah. This is, I mean, okay, so right now it's your fifth and then
season.
You got picked up for a sixth.
Yeah, right after the first one aired.
So what's happening right, like, what is, where are you at right now?
Oh, well, my character's changed.
About
a little bit. Yeah, we can talk about it. But see, here's the thing. Last season was a little bit more fun in the season before because my character couldn't have a child, so she asked her mother to have sex with her husband to have their baby. So there was a lot of scenes where it was basically a threesome with Veronica's mom. It was quite gross.
That's the thing about the
I threw up in my mouth a little bit during that. But now they just had twins. And they are going through, which, you know what's funny about this is life can change so much when you have kids, and that's what the show does so well. It shows you reality. And rather than Kev being the one that's feeling like he's not getting any, Veronica is the one that feels like he's giving all the attention to the kids, and their sex life is shot. So the last episode that aired, I had an orgasm just on the dance floor.
I was going to bring that up. Okay, yes. So you were on the dance floor, and on you just rubbed floor. Up against someone.
Just rubbed up.
And you had an orgasm, like, in a second.
Yeah.
So...
it was my coochie saying things ain't right at home. So, that was a line.
But so interesting. I love it. So it's like right after that, because it's interesting, because it's usually, first of all, it's kind of like your life. Well, women, they say that women don't want sex after, but here you are, and your husband's becoming this perfect, he's into the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's well. Luckily, though, my husband has a nice balance. Kev, however, does not.
Right, exactly.
And he's just focused on the kids. And also, there's something to be said, especially if your husband was in the room when you gave birth.
Yeah, what
it
do you
does
think
something
about that?
To their psyche.
It does.
Like, he wasn't supposed to peek. My husband in real life wasn't supposed to peek, and he did. And then he started giving me details. I was like, you don't give details, just like you don't talk about the sounds you make the night before when you have sex.
Right.
Don't tell me details about when the baby came out and what it looked like. That's gross.
You told, right. You, and you, I agree.
And you weren't supposed to look.
He was, like, sneaking in, like, with his...
Yeah, but so Kev is trying to figure out how, like,
on the show.
The mother of the child, and she had my baby, so how can she go down on me? And then I kiss her the next morning and see her kiss the kids, which is a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, you go down on your husband, and then the next morning you kiss your baby for breakfast, and they're like,
That is a thing. Just brush your teeth,
just
right?
Well, you would think, but the man is thinking...
Yeah.
Your mouth
you're
was
right.
just...
yeah.
No, you're right.
And
you're
now
right.
you're going to kiss my baby. Like, don't suck the lollipop of the baby and then hand it
right,
to me.
Exactly.
Like, that's
no,
rough.
I get it.
Yeah.
So that would freak you out, right?
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it does get tricky after that if they watch. I mean, men, you see, years ago, you've seen Mad Men. No, the whole thing with men, just they wouldn't go in the room. They're not going to look at that. They don't need those images. They already... might be struggling with the fact that now you're the mother of their child, so we can no longer be the freak in the sheets anymore because I don't want my wife doing that stuff, which I don't understand because I believe if you are a sexual being and you're connected with your partner in a way that you guys can transcend that in real life.
In real life, I think so.
In real life.
In real life.
You hope so. But a lot of people actually in the real life can't do that.
No,
so I'm
they
glad
can't.
I'm glad you've been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So have you and your husband, like, how... is your sex life just like everything else, it's perfect in your marriage? Did you ever have to talk about it? I'm kidding. No, because you're like an anomaly. You are an anomaly that things are, you have like a good relationship, good marriage, good sex. I mean, of course, nothing's perfect.
Yes.
We're not, but did you guys ever come to a point where you felt like you had to talk about it or how did, I mean, have you always talked about it?
About sex?
That, yeah, just like,
yeah.
We need it more or less. Or
oh, my goodness, yeah. Especially the first time when things had gotten, well, I mean, not the first time we had sex, but like when we first got married, something changed and not in the good way. It became less. And it was sort of like, what is happening
like,
right now? And it was this moment of when I said that we just like accept each other for whatever it is. It was that moment when you first get married and you're like, what am I supposed to do now? I'm a wife. And what am I supposed to do now? I'm a husband. And then once we were like, the hell with all that, then it was okay. But we've definitely had very serious conversations and people don't realize how the lows can go very low, especially when you've been with someone for a long time and you become roommates sometimes and you trying to figure out how to not go into that dark place of being in a sexless relationship, which is something that people are afraid to talk about and are embarrassed about, but it's something that's very real for a lot of relationships.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what I talk about on my show all the time. So then what would be your, what do you think it is? Or your girlfriends who come to you on this, like, what do you tell them?
Well, I know for us, because we also grew together, for us to get through that, it was really about knowing ourselves and being secure and being at a place where you're actually happy. Because if a man is not happy with himself, or if he's not where he wants to be career-wise, or if there's something going on there that has little to do with you in a way, he can't perform in the bedroom. He doesn't have that drive.
So true.
And and the more you put pressure on and the more of an aggressor you are, the less they feel. So you kind of just got to back up and let them find themselves and then come back to each other.
It's true. So it's going to be a series of ebb and flows.
Yeah.
And it is true that when men are like stressed about money or their jobs or anything, it's like they do not want to have sex.
No, they don't.
Like that's like their emotions. Like you think, I thought you always want to have sex. Mm-hmm. No, not when they're worried about money or they're worried about about getting fired? Are they worried about stressed about anything? Do you find that's true, Menace, or you just don't want to have sex anymore?
Don't want to have sex anymore.
Yeah. He's been in a relationship. I don't think he's ever had sex. I don't know. He's like with someone.
No.
How long have y'all been together?
We've been together 4 years.
Oh, so y'all aren't having sex right
now. No, I really have messed up hours.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And I'm always tired and stuff like that. But I'm I'm always supposed to be the man. I'm always supposed to be extremely horny at all times and supposed to be the aggressor. You know?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not, but I think that's what, you know, society wants. But I think, we have a good sex life. I do. We're not having sex like every single day. Over here who wants.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship. She's not. No, but I have
or
sex.
She thinks that.
I'm not in a relationship.
Weren't you looking for love at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was. Oh, did you?
Yes.
My Bravo show?
Yes. I saw that.
I was looking. No, I mean, yes. I'm always looking for love.
Yes.
But
so she says. So, she's always looking for a hookup, maybe.
I mean, yeah, a hookup. I I have never been really on the path of looking for a committed relationship. I've dated a lot.
Yeah.
And if I find someone, I do. But it's not like my main focus. But I'm dating with the hopes that I find someone nice and
so
lovely.
So can you, when you're dating like that, because I always live vicariously through my friends who get to do this. This makes me so excited, honestly, because I've been with the same penis for so long.
So we're going to go back to the toy thing after.
When women are just dating, can you have multiple sexual partners in the same week?
Yes. What do you mean? Can we? Like, is there a law?
Yeah. I mean, do you? Because I think times have changed now, because you used to be afraid, I'm going to be a whore or whatever. But once you get a certain age, doesn't all that shit go out the window?
I never worry about that at all. I hope I can go home and shower before I go out with this guy next.
So you don't feel funny having sex with Jack on Monday and then Jim on Wednesday?
Mm-mm.
I love you so much.
I know.
Much.
I've never
so
had
jealous.
That. I've always been able to do that. I mean, I don't know why. It's a gift. No.
Yeah.
I'm like
She's
a lot of men. I'm dead inside. I'm like a man. I can compartmentalize about sex. Like, I don't get attached to... I mean, some sexual partners I get attached to, but sometimes, yeah, it's just, you know, Bob on Monday and Rick on Wednesday.
And do you revisit if they aren't good? Because is it worth the number?
No. Oh, revisit? Oh, like...
Like the person. Like, do you go back and have sex with them?
If it's not good, like, the first time... I mean, it's not that I'm having one-night stands. Yeah. I have in my life, but typically there are people that I've been, you know, I've been dating or... Yeah, but since I'm not committing, I'm very open about the fact that I'm not going to just jump into a relationship until I meet someone that I like. And I did after...
All right. No. Check this out, though.
After, wait.
You really want me to blow your mind?
Blow my mind.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that after... Just hold on a minute. But like after after the Bravo show, I did have a relationship for a year and a half. So I have committed, but I'm not... I think a lot of women and men, they start having sex with someone. And typically it's a woman after a month or two, like, okay, so where are we at? Are we being monogamous? Because we're getting attached.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a little bit too soon to really lock it down. And I'm thinking, I've done that. And then I feel, I don't really know this person yet. So I'm very open now with the people that I'm dating that I'm not, like, locking this down for commitment.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
but, you know, that makes the men want you more.
Yeah.
And they all love you.
Thirsty.
And fall in love with you because you're a challenge.
It's interesting. That seems to be true, I think, for a lot of men. And it wasn't never like, it's like, and you read these dating books, like, pretend you're not interested, pretend you don't want to commit. I'm like, I've been doing that forever.
Yeah.
And it really, a lot of guys are like, oh, it's a challenge. I'm like, no, but this is like real to me. I'm not making it up. But it's true when you're not, people want what they don't have, or if you seem unavailable. Okay, blow your mind.
No. I think it's great now that you're more honest, because I think, like, in the past,
I've evolved.
She'll, like, still hang out with guys that she's absolutely not interested in. And then she would know that after the first date, but she would still be. That is great. That's the great part. Here's the part that's going to blow her mind. She's never even lived with a guy.
You've never lived with a guy?
No, never. I've never.
So I'm afraid that you're
finally. What is that phobia? You've never lived with a guy?
I'm afraid of, she's finally going to find a guy that she wants to lock down with.
Yeah.
And then she has to have this whole experience of living with the guy for the first time.
Yeah.
Do people really have to live together? Can't you have, like, a shared home?
or maybe
separate homes?
Okay.
Listen, I think that's doable when you sleep in the same bed. Yeah. My husband and I, and that's the other key.
Common.
We do not share the same bathroom.
Yes.
We do not share the same
that's
closet.
It.
And we have separate bedrooms, but sleep in the same bed, which is my bed.
That's what I'm talking about. I could handle that.
That's the truth.
I could handle that. You need your own space.
You need your own space.
You need your space.
And we're comfortable with that.
Yeah. No. Well, I think the couples who spend a little time apart or don't share everything. Why do I have to see you go to the bathroom with the door open? Like, just say, let's decide
Please
now.
Please do not come in my bathroom. I will cut his throat.
I want to see all my, what's this? Pick up my makeup and just, Go no, in your room. Right. Create a separate space.
What is also crazy, I have a friend who didn't move in with her husband until they got married. And so she's like still trying to go through that and figure out how to cohabitate with somebody.
Yeah.
It's hard. That's a hard thing to do.
If there were like different wings and stuff, I could, you know.
Well, you could do the marry very, very rich.
I could, you know. Mm-hmm. I wish that that was drilled into my head, because there's a lot of women who's, you know, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor man. And my parents didn't say that to me. I was like, but yeah, there's always like the starving artist. And I even had like the rich man with planes and stuff. I'm like, but I'm just, he's just not that cute. My brother's like, he's got a plane. Can't you find him cute? I'm like, no, I'm just not like that. I'm going to make it up and now I'm thinking, yeah, maybe. No. But it's, so I will, whatever, we'll see what happens. But I'm not traditional in that sense of most women, I think. So.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not, we could say that, not traditional. But back to toys, what I was going to say to you was that first we're going to give you one of these craves, but also that. Typically, I'm circling back to something we were saying a minute ago, that a lot of guys were intimidated, and I think now that they can realize that it's not going to replace them, but men like the vibrations, too, on their penis. Like, if you would, like, there's these vibrating rings you could put on as penis. There's things that, like, under their balls. Like, they really like it. So I'm just saying, if you were missing your toy, I could give you some, you just play with it together, and it might be
and
a
let's
thing.
Just try it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm down to try anything.
Right? Okay.
I'll do anything
I wish I knew this about you before, because now I'm just going to have to say, you're in L.A. Okay, I'm going to do a care package. right? Yeah.
Are you designing these toys?
No, I'm not designing them, no. I do have a product.
Because you're very good.
Oh, thanks.
Like, of knowing your body and the woman's body and stuff like this.
Thank
you're an
you.
Expert.
Yeah, I know. My toys are next, but I actually brought you, I have a massage candle line that I brought you.
Oh.
A massage candle, and it's called Emily and Tony. I'll show you. It's a candle that
burns into.
Tony is my business partner.
Oh.
He's actually my boyfriend. We've been living together for 10 years.
Oh!
Just kidding. No,
that would be hilarious.
He owns a skincare line called Anthony's Logistics. Yes. He's got a huge skincare line. And then we partnered for men called Anthony's. But then we partnered on Emily and Tony. We've got a lubricant. We've got a Down Under Comfort. We've got really beautiful products. But toys are next.
That's good. Your lube doesn't kill the sperm, just in case.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
No lube.
Because people are trying to get pregnant now. And you know you have to be careful of what lube you use.
Because it can kill the sperm.
Because it'll deadens the sperm.
Water-based, vegan, exactly. Because lube is important.
And the fact that it's
but
vegan
don't have
is
to kill
huge.
Your sperm. Yeah, the whole product line.
I had a girl break out her vagina.
Bad
lube, honey. Bad lube.
Yeah, you don't buy the drugstore stuff.
No.
I like My Lube, Emily and Tony, which actually isn't on shelves that you can't buy it. But I also like Uber Lube, which is great. It's a silicone lube, and I like. I like Pure, P-J-U-R. It's all at goodvibes.com. Use code Emily if you want to buy lube.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. But lube is like, I always feel like it's the most underrated sexual thing that you need to keep it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you had to give me one sex tip, what would it be?
Swallow. No, I'm just kidding.
If you really love them. Preach.
Kidding. Some guys I'm learning lately are like, I don't even want you to swallow
every time. No, they don't.
I truly thought that was like the only thing.
They're just saying that so you'll still go down on them. For real.
No, I think the biggest sex tip I would say is be interactive. Just because you're pretty doesn't mean you don't get to just lay there.
I know. Do women
move
do
around,
that?
Move your pelvis.
Guys have been saying this forever. Thank you.
It is so true. I mean, they always say the hot chicks just lay there, but then the guys with the big penises are just like pounding you in and out too.
Yeah,
do you ever have that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
good.
The
just
same
because
way.
It's big doesn't mean you know how to use it. Although I'd rather big than little any day, though, honestly.
Yeah. Right, your size, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do
no,
that.
No, obviously you didn't do that. Right?
No. Mm. And I mean, and the thing is, and this is just not even being on one hand with partners because I've been with the same guy for so long. But yeah, little penises don't do anything for me.
Right, I hear you. Some people,
I'm sorry,
there's
guys,
little penises.
You know what? But there are other women out there that will still love you.
I know that there's a lot of little penises that didn't work for me, for others that are very perfectly happy in relationships right now.
Yeah. So they
those
say.
Those penises have gone on and had really good lives.
No, I have a coworker. She was just talking about how she had sex with a guy one time, had a really small penis, and she's like a total size queen. She has to have like a massive, you know, a wiener in her life. But she said that the guy and they're still friends, and the guy ended up like getting married, having two kids, and you know, it's just not for everybody, the small wiener.
It's true. Whatever works.
It's all good.
Okay, so Shanola Hampton, I'm so glad you came here. Shanola
Thank
Hampton from Shameless on Showtime. 5th season. Check it out now. What night? Tell me just what.
Sunday nights, 9 o'clock on Showtime.
Thank you very much. We're going to have that all on the show. Sunday nights, Showtime. Awesome. That's like a big night to be on. It's a perfect
big
slot.
And we have good ratings.
You've amazing ratings. Yeah. No, like it's, that's why I watch it. Because Showtime. So when I say I don't watch TV, it's not because like, I always have to clarify it. Because it's not like I'm home reading important novels. Like I wish I watched more TV. I'm just busy and I don't prioritize it. But whenever I'm dating someone, that's when I watch TV. Or
she has ADD. She can't sit in front of something.
Yeah. But this guy that I've been seeing for a while now, one of my sex partners, religious. So that's why I've seen it, and I love it. Like
he's my favorite one.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. Keep him on Wednesday.
Obsessed. He screamed when I told him I was interviewing. Oh my God.
Yeah. Tell him I'll send him a photo of us. I mean, with your sex toy necklace. Yeah,
yeah. I know. Okay.
Doing whatever we do with it.
What are we
just kidding.
We have so much more to talk about. I'm so sad we have to go. Okay. So Sunday and Showtime, we can check you out there, and your Twitter and all that will be on my page, but then we could say right now if you'll be
at Shanola Hampton. I'm so easy.
Yeah, Shanola Hampton. All right, Menace, you're at Menace.
At Menace. Anything else you have to say? M-E-N-A-C-E. No, I just want to say you actually have been one of the best guests we've had.
I think so. Thank you.
Amazing. No,
you really are.
You know how to do an interview, be like a part of all this. It's amazing. I just gave you a tweet and said because we all interview people a lot, and honestly. One of the best guests we've had.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And we've done 2,000 shows. No joke. You're great. Awesome.
Thank you.
I think I want to be best
so
friends.
I love it.
Okay, well, thanks for being on the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I am here to tell you about Fleshlight, the number one sex toy for men. I know you just learned a lot about sex on this show, but what if I told you that there's this one sex toy for men, probably the only one you ever want, that actually simulates the sensations of sex because you're so used to using your hand and maybe you have sex, but you haven't tried the Fleshlight. It's a male masturbation sleeve. And I don't know what I've heard. I don't have a penis. Guys tell me it feels amazing, mind-blowing orgasms, and kind of like some of the best sex they ever had. Not that they never want to have sex again, but, you know, the Fleshlight's a pretty good companion because sometimes you just, you know, there isn't someone to have sex with, or you just want to up your game using, like, the Fleshlight stamina training unit. It helps you practice lasting longer and becoming a better lover. So check it out. It's body-safe materials, reusable over and over again, and you should check it out at Fleshlight.com. Plus, for all my Sex with Emily listeners, because we love you, if you use code EMILY, you get a bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. So, go to Fleshlight.com, use code EMILY, and get a Fleshlight and get some lube. They go well together. Thanks for listening to the show.
Hey, y'all. Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm here. The Art of Charm is packed with wisdom in the truest sense of the word, from how to become more productive and professional to how to meet and attract women and manage relationships. We talk about how to create confidence, how to get people to like and trust you, productivity, time management, biohacking, and more. This is a show that offers meaningful, fun, life-changing insights with a practical edge so listeners can apply something right out of the box every show, every day. So come hang with us here on the Art of Charm podcast and start crushing it today.